Call Don now, 682-1270. News Talk 1270 KIML.
News Talk 1270 KIML. Don Carpenter Show, welcome back to the program. And joining us in studio, we have Marty Brown and Catherine Mahoney from the Gillette Dog Owners Group. Good morning. Welcome. Morning, thanks for thanks for coming in so early. I know we don't normally have guests this early, and it's tough to get people up this early in the morning, but I guess you guys, one of you is on the way home from work and one's on the way to work, so I'm glad you could take a few minutes to stop by. And you have a big event coming up this weekend, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes, but I figured we'd talk a little bit about the Dog Owners Group and maybe a little bit of your history and what you're all about first. I guess, Catherine, if you want to talk about that first.
Okay. Gillette Dog Owners Group is a nonprofit organization just raising funds to build a fenced-in dog park for the Gillette community. Our group first formed in April 2011, just shortly after I was exercising my dog off-leash at one of the local parks, and he had got hit by a vehicle. Since then, we created a Facebook group to gain followers and started having regular meetings on a monthly basis. And just as of May 2012, we became a nonprofit. And in April 2013, the group filed for its 501c3 status to gain our tax-exempt status. And we're still waiting to hear back from them so we can start applying for grants.
Sure. And there's always a lot of paperwork involved with that kind of stuff, so I imagine. And I've been here about a year, and I've been hearing talk for a while about a possible dog park. I mean, do you guys have a spot picked out for it yet, or are you still trying to find a spot, or I mean, how's that coming along?
As of right now, the City of Gillette promised our group 1.8 acres at the Field of Dreams that they're already building softball fields at. Our group has promised to raise the funds ourselves to pay for the fencing and other amenities for the park.
Oh, okay. So it's it'll be over, I guess, off. I drive that road every day, and I can't remember the name of the road.
It'll be on Box Elder,
Box Elder,
right next to Garner Lake.
Yeah. You have a time span. I mean, how is the fundraising coming along for that?
Right now, we've raised about a little over $5,000 for just doing small fundraisers here and there.
Sure.
And once we get our 501c3 status, we can write for grants and get bigger donations.
Oh, okay. So,
and whenever we get the money to build it, then we can just start building anytime.
Oh,
whether the Field of Dreams is complete or not.
Oh, so
start building.
So once you actually have the funding in place, you can go ahead without having to wait for the city then.
Correct.
Oh, well, that's not a bad thing. I mean, I know they're moving along pretty well on that project over there, but not having to wait for the city is always a good thing.
Right.
So I mean, it sounds like things are coming along pretty well, and this will be open to anybody to bring their dogs out. I mean, you don't have to be a member of the group, right?
Right.
No.
Anyone can come out. So
of course, it's always
recommend everyone has their dogs at current
on their vaccines, stuff like that. You know, we want them. What a safe place for the pets and the owners themselves.
Sure. And that's probably, I guess, pretty standard dog etiquette for any kind of event with a lot of dogs. You don't want aggressive dogs or females that are in heat or anything like that, just to make sure that nothing untowards happens at the park.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so you have a big event coming up this weekend at Camplex, and I know you have a few other things going on. We'll talk about those in a second. But the big event coming up at Camplex, you're going to have in Barn 3, and you're going to have almost like an open house where everybody can just bring their dogs out and they can run around and play, right?
Yes, Barn 3, Camplex Barn 3 will be noon to 2. It'll be Saturday, and it sounds like it's going to be snowing, so it'll be a good time to come inside, get acquainted. Start mingling, get to know what our group is about, and we're kind of in the sponge stage right now, so we're getting out in the community, and we're getting our name out there. I personally go over to Spearfish quite often to use their dog park, and it'd be really nice and convenient to have one here in town.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, having to drive an hour and 10 minutes to get to the dog park is a little bit of a drive. I mean, we have nice parks here, but they're not always fenced in. So, I mean, I know I live over in Heritage, and, you know, there's a little park. Oh, okay. So, I mean, it's fenced in, but there's a big opening there, and the dogs can just run right out. And, you know, I see dogs over there all the time. I'm not allowed to have a dog where I live, so I rent. So it's you know, I wish I could take my dog out there, but I mean, it sounds like this would be a great place, you know, over the weekend. It's going to be chilly, so you know, you can bring the dogs inside, and it's always good for dogs to kind of socialize with other dogs. I mean, I'm sure they get tired of being around people all the time.
Right?
Yeah, and that's another thing about socializing dogs. You get them out there. They have a chance to find out what the real world's about, get out, stretch your legs, exercise for both the dog owner and the dog. We find that socialized dogs are a lot quieter. They're not as rambunctious when they get home, run off some of that energy. And dogs are like people. They like a little variety in their life. And
oh, yeah. Well,
and it's
almost like having a little kid. I mean, you know, the little kids, you want them to play and everything so that they're not so into everything around the house. It's the same thing with dogs. You know, they have to get a chance to be a dog every once in a while.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I got going on out at the Barn 3 this weekend is I have a lure chasing machine, and it's a machine that's set up on pulleys with a string, and we tie a couple plastic bags to it, and it simulates games, so like chasing rabbits or squirrels, and it's remote controlled, so I can get out and we can exercise them. So dogs that like to run and chase things, there we can really scrub off a lot of energy fast here.
Oh yeah,
it's a hoot.
And there's going to be a lot more going on besides that, and just having the open area for the dogs to play. I mean, there's going to be some booths and everything.
Yeah,
right?
Well, we'll have a couple vendors there. Fur Kids and Naughty Salon will be there, and then we couldn't do it without our sponsors. And our sponsors will have some booths there. We got Gillette Pet Vet, Red Hills Vet, Thunder Basin Vet, and a team of doctors and staff, the Animal Medical Center there. They've all put forth to help make this happen, and without them, we wouldn't be here talking to you today.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I think it's really cool that the vets in the area are part of this because, I mean, you know, it really is – it shows that they're a great part of the community.
Yes, and they – I'm sure those folks see quite a few animals that could use a little exercise.
Yeah, well, and I've seen – every once in a while you see a little pudgy dog that could use a little bit of exercise, so – Or a cat, but I don't think you guys want the cats out there this way.
Well, the dogs might enjoy it there, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure the dogs would like it. They might not have to use the lure machine, though.
Yeah, that is correct.
And well, then the animal shelter will be set up there also with information on adoptable dogs.
Yeah, that's really cool. So I don't know why I didn't ask this earlier, but what kind of dogs do you guys have?
I have a couple sight hounds.
Oh, okay.
And I too am out in Heritage there, so you've probably seen me walking them.
Yeah, probably have. If you go out to the park there, I probably have seen you out there.
Yeah.
Okay, and?
And I have a Shiba Inu and a Border Collie Lab Mix.
A Shiba? See, I've never actually – is that your dog on the website?
Yeah.
Okay, because I looked at the website. It's like, that's a Shiba. I've never actually seen one in person, but so that's a beautiful dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of the website, it's GilletteDogPark.com. So it's and of course it has all of the events up there, and you have a couple other things coming up too, right?
If you scroll down there, you can there's a little slideshow, and my girls are down there running in the dog park over in Spearfish. But
oh, okay, hang on a second here. Let's see. It's on near the.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see. We've got the on the dog park there. It's got our event flyer on there. It's got some information on the history that we have, a way to donate. Catherine will talk to you about that.
Sure, sure. So the picture here of this is the dog park in
now that
in
one there Spanish? That one there is Fort Collins, Colorado.
Oh, okay.
And then there'll be another one there that's in Spearfish. It's a little narrower, a little greener.
Right,
but the
park here would be something similar to that then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. That is really cool. And, of course, it'll be, you know, in a great location, too. So you wouldn't have to drive to Fort Collins or Spearfish, too. So, So if anybody's interested in maybe donating or joining the dog owners group, how can they do that?
People can get onto our website at GilletteDogPark.com and use PayPal to donate to us. Or they can also send us a check to P.O. Box 1102, Gillette, Wyoming 82717, which is also listed on our website. And we also have lock boxes set up at the following locations: Bank of the West, the Naughty Salon, Perkins, Buffalo Berry, and Hastings Coffee Shop.
Oh, okay. So there's plenty of ways if anybody does want to donate. And I really encourage anybody that has dogs and they're going to be in town this weekend to stop by Camplex. It's at Barn Number 3.
Barn Number 3.
And just bring your dogs out and let them run around a little bit.
You bet. And starting today, and we'll end at the end of Saturday there at the dog park there. I do have a person that will pledge dollar for dollar for pledges up to $500. So he'll match up to $500.
Nice, nice. I mean, you want to mention any names or... Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah. So that's get it started. When I got started in this group, I come in, early this winter, and the passion, and it's just unbelievable how hard work these folks are doing trying to put this together. They want it real bad, and they're nonstop. I mean, they just go, and they're pulling all the plugs out, and they're going to get there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that struck me when I first came out here is that there are so many great facilities for people to go to, parks and everything. It'll be really nice to have something for the dogs to go to as well.
Yes.
And this will be a nice place for owners to socialize, too.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Meet people in the community. Make new friends.
Well, there you go. I mean, it's and plus, you know, getting out and getting some exercise could probably help some of us people too.
Right.
Trust me, I know all about that. But I want to thank you, Marty and Catherine, for coming. Anything else you want to mention here?
Sure. If people would like to find out more about our group, we also have a meeting tonight at Hastings Coffee Shop at 7.
Okay.
You can come out and find out what we're about. And also, Photo Imaging Center Gillette has a Facebook page where they're doing annual Picks for Pets fundraiser, which they do every year. And the pet group that gets mentioned the most on their Facebook group page, Photo Imaging Center Gillette, will get donations from their business.
So go out there and mention the Gillette Dog Owners Group.
Yep, and the votes have to be in by March 25th, and they can only do it on the Facebook page.
Okay, and that's the Photo Imaging Center's Facebook page.
Correct.
Now, do you guys have a Facebook page?
Yes,
we do also, and it's Say Yes to Gillette Campbell County Dog Park.
So just put in Say Yes to Gillette Campbell County Dog Park, and just put in the search engine, and it'll pop up.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Well, I want to thank
one more thing.
Okay.
PetSafe.net, which our group had done last year. Each year they have a contest to get a dog park in a certain town. And last year we got all the requirements met, submitted our letters of support from the community, and got votes in. We just didn't get enough votes. So this year in May, sometime it'll open up again. People can find out about it through our website. And if we get all the votes we can, we might get a chance to get a dog park built for free here.
Well, get a hold of me when it starts. And,
okay.
And if you can't come in, I'll at least mention it, but we can always have you back in as well.
Yep, and that just involves a little click here and a little click there. And
oh, yeah. Well, and I think everybody's probably done the online voting things before.
Yeah.
So those things really work, too. I mean, if you get enough people, you get the word out. I've seen it work. I mean, you can get a lot done with those. So, we'll definitely help you out when May comes around.
All right. Well, very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Marty and Catherine, the Gillette Dog Owners Group. GilletteDogPark.com is the website. And we're going to take a break. This will probably take us right to the top of the hour. So we'll see you in just a few minutes. News Talk 1270 KIML.
Not insulting guests since 2013. Don Carpenter on News Talk 1270 KIML.